What's in your DNA? The wisdom of this world, which is foolishness to God, tells us that we are subject to the genes we received at birth. We have been told that we are more likely to get cancer or arthritis, die young, or become addicted because of what we have inherited from our parents. And we have believed without questioning all that we've been told. Just listen to the words coming out of your mouth and the mouths of those around you, and you will know that this is indeed the case. But Jesus said, "Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven." And Paul said, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ." Paul also tells us that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death, and that if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. We can see that our inheritance from our Father God supersedes anything that we can experience on the physical plane. In the spirit realm, the kingdom of heaven, which is our Father's good pleasure to give us, we are not subject to all the evils introduced by man into this world. While this is true, we do not experience it until we believe it and accept it as our reality, rather than accepting what we are taught and what we see happening in this world, the realm of flesh and blood. Paul reminds us that Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. It is God's will that we be delivered from the evils of this world, but we have to believe it to experience that deliverance. If you believe you were born, had your origin in sperm and egg, and are subject to the corruption of that flesh realm, that is what you're going to experience. But if you know that you were begotten of the Word of God and that nothing in this flesh and blood realm can hurt you, you will experience the abundant life that Jesus came to give you. See, born of spirit. It is time that we begin to reject our physical inheritance and all its implications, and begin to walk in our inheritance as Son of the living God, knowing as Jesus did that I and my Father are one, that I am always with Him, and that all that He has is mine.